Pastor Todd Kolbaum, and I'm here on KFUO talking about rural and small town mission for the Synod today, and I have with me Vicar Tom Schlund, and Tom is just finishing up his rather unique rural and small town vicarage at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Concordia, Missouri, and a partnership vicarage with Faith Lutheran Church in Knob Noster. And welcome, Tom.
Hi, thank you.
Well, Tom, you know what? You do have kind of a unique rural and small town vicarage. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've experienced this last year?
Yeah, this is a first time effort for St. Paul's and Faith as they explore partnering together to serve God's people with His Word. Faith is a small congregation that's been around for about 30 years, but with only about 30 people, it's hard for them to support a full-time pastor. And so they've been served by men from the circuit, the local area, for a number of years, and we're looking to find something a little bit more consistent. And so one of the suggestions from the district was to explore partnering together where St. Paul's would be able to provide some more consistent pastoral care through the vicarage program. And so this year was the first year for that. So I've spent my time working partially with St. Paul's here in Concordia and then also with Faith there in Knob Noster, being the primary point person for pretty much everything that's going on down there, from weekly worship planning to outreach efforts and Bible study and adult instruction. So it's been a really good experience. I've enjoyed it, being able to see small town life in a couple of different communities that share some similarities but also are a little bit different.
It's very interesting. I know LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission spends a lot of time helping congregations look at partnerships and ways that they can partner. So this is a very unique thing. So tell me about the partnership itself. How were they able to come up with how to establish it? How is it, is it formally put together? Is it kind of an informal agreement?
Yeah, that was something that they had been working on before I got here. The leadership between the two congregations came together, and Faith identified some of the things that they were looking for, and St. Paul's looked at what they were able to provide, and so they drafted a partnership agreement between the two congregations that outlines the services that St. Paul's is providing, as well as what Faith is able to kind of financially support. And so that kind of gives us the framework that we work within, and it's pretty flexible. It's a short document, so it doesn't, it isn't so rigid that it really makes us feel like we're locked in at all, but it allows for us to know who's doing what and who's responsible for what, so that they're still able to be served in a more consistent way.
Well, that's great. I think it obviously, because I have been a little bit involved with both congregations, I've seen how well it works. But let's just describe for the listeners, because we're trying to give them examples of how maybe to do partnerships a little bit out of the box, describe a little bit about the two different congregations, what makes them up, and then we can kind of talk about the duties and how that has helped to serve both congregations.
Right. So St. Paul's in Concordia is unique in the sense that it's a large church in a small community. Concordia has about 2,400 people in the town, and the membership of the church is about 1,800, so that's not something that you find in a small town very often. It's also very historic. This year we're celebrating our 175th anniversary as a congregation, and so many of the families who are here have been here for seven generations or more. So there's a lot of history and a lot of tradition that you'll find here in Concordia. And besides that, we have an elementary school, the Lutheran High School, and a Lutheran nursing home. And so there are a lot of resources available in the town that make it unique for a rural or a small town setting. Conversely, Faith in Knob Noster is a military community. Whiteman Air Force Base is there where the stealth bombers fly out of. And so it's more of a transient community because a lot of the people who come in and who live there are associated with the Air Force base, and so people tend to move in and out more often, and the people who stayed there a little bit longer tend to be folks who have retired from military service and come back. And so given the transient nature of that small town, which is actually maybe about 100 people larger than Concordia, There's just a completely different feel. There's not as much history and not quite the same longevity as what you find in Concordia. So that presents a little bit of a challenge in the way that we approach things. But it also provides some opportunities, and especially with this partnership, it gave some flexibility in terms of what they were expecting. They're not necessarily locked into, well, we've done this forever and ever, so we have to keep on doing it. So the way that the partnership is kind of structured is that at least 2 weeks out of the month, I'm usually there preaching and leading the worship service. And then the other 2 weeks out of the month, one of the local pastors, either from St. Paul's or, you know, UTOD or anybody from around here, will come down to celebrate communion so that the sacrament is still offered on a regular basis. I've been responsible for teaching Bible class both on Sunday mornings and in the middle of the week, and I've taught a adult instruction class. I also serve as the point person then for hospital visits or shut-in visits, making sure that people are cared for appropriately. And if that's me making the visit, that's great. Or if it needs to be shared with one of the pastors here at St. Paul's, we do it that way. And so we've had a couple of meetings over the course of the year, some status checks just to make sure things are still going the right way, and every time they seem to be. One of the other nice parts about the partnership is that we've been able to bring leaders from Faith up to St. Paul's to participate in like officer training sessions. And so after St. Paul's had elected all of their new officers, we're able to bring up some of our officers from Faith to go through those training sessions to kind of see what the structure looks like in a church like this. And they were really appreciative of that, to be able to take that back to Faith and utilize some of those things that they've learned. So besides just the regular worship and Bible study sharing, there's also a sharing of resources and experiences and some support that being in a smaller congregation like that, they may not have otherwise.
It sounds like this is a really big win for Faith in Knob Noster. Tell me a little bit then, because when we enter a partnership, and in the past, we always know, you know, these partnerships usually just revolve around money, and it's who can afford what and who's going to pay for what. But I know this was entered into with a little more forethought. What's the mutual benefit then? Because there's always got to be a mutual benefit. What are your duties up here at St. Paul's, and how is that working out to benefit both congregations?
Right. So half of my week is spent here and half is spent down there. And so I've also spent time up here preaching. I've led a couple of Bible studies while I've been up here, and also in the rotation for visiting people in the hospital or in the nursing home. And so I've been able to develop some of those relationships with the folks here at St. Paul's too, which has allowed me to kind of get intimately involved in both places. I also had an opportunity to travel with the youth this last week.
Did we?
Yes, we both had a great adventure down to Alabama on a service trip. And so it's a little bit more broken up for me here at St. Paul's, trying to get individual experiences as I'm here, but I've been able to plug into all the things that a bigger congregation has to offer too, in terms of the work with the high school and the nursing home and things like that. So I think the benefit, I suppose, for St. Paul's has come over a more broad spectrum in my time up here.
That's very good training in kind of two different worlds.
Right.
Very good. I know one of the things you've done, at least in this very first venture, this is the very first year this has happened, in this first venture, you've tried to do some work with strategic planning. I know that's one of the things that RSTM tries to help congregations do. Can you talk a little bit about that and what's to come in the future as we move into the next year of or the second vicarage year of this partnership?
Right. I had some experience before I came here working in higher education. And so I brought some of those experiences in terms of goal setting and strategic planning and stuff to Faith to try to get a common foundation in terms of where we wanted to be heading. And so we did some of that stuff in the fall. I also had the opportunity to attend the National RSTM Conference, which was helpful to kind of see how this is conducted on a larger scale. And our hope for the future is to continue to partner with RSTM to try to continue to lead Faith in that direction. So I know that, you know, you'll be spending some time with them here in the fall after I leave, helping them through that next stage of, okay, we've gotten our foundation set. We sort of have our bearings. We know where we want to go. How can we now move outward a little bit more? Because they've got a great passion for reaching out to the people around them. We just are in need of more focus and direction. And so I think after having this first year to get set, you know, your opportunity to go in and talk with them a little bit more will help to continue to focus that and sharpen it up a little bit so that they can reach out and serve the people around them with the good news about Jesus.
I think that's such a great approach, because all too often we see congregations kind of jump in with both feet with very good intentions, but what ends up happening is they don't build that solid foundation to get their solid ground, get their footing, so to speak, so that they can start to run. So we take baby steps and try to help do baby steps, and through that strategic planning, whether, you know, demographics and asset mapping and continuing to benefit from the partnership, it all goes hand in hand. So that's great.
Yeah, I didn't think that there was any sense in jumping to the end point right away without having the foundation, because like you said, it usually just crumbles in on top of itself. So you just have to be kind of patient and work through the steps to get to where you're going, rather than trying to jump to the end right away.
Very good. It's such sage advice from a vicar. I got to give the vicar a little bit of a hard time. So that's wonderful. I think that's you've had a great year. I think this has been a very successful endeavor in this very unique situation. And now you return to St. Louis. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, it's been a fantastic year. I've really enjoyed being here. I think Concordia and Knob Noster are very special places in terms of the history and what they're able to do for not only just the area, but, you know, Concordia's impact on the synod and farther out than that. And so I've enjoyed that, and I'm looking forward to getting back to St. Louis and doing another year of class, and then seeing where I get kicked out to at the end of the year.
We'll see what the Lord has in store for you. Well, folks, by the time you hear this, Vicar Schlund will just be seminarian Schlund again, and he'll be back in the classroom and hitting it hard. So we wish you all the best. God's
thank
blessings
you.
To you, and thank you for being such an integral part of this really exciting partnership in rural ministry. God's blessings to you.
Thank you, Todd.